USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status. President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992. When Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Move over, Nancy Pelosi. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad of freshman women are now emerging as new stars of Republican attacks against Democrats running for Congress. The tone is being set from the top as President Trump bashes the four squad members with strategies Republicans are quick to mimic. The first test will be September 10th at a special election in North Carolina, the state where Trump sparked the Send Her Back rally chant. Republican Dan Bishop is portraying Marine veteran Dan McCready and other Democrats as crazy clowns and socialists. Democrats' plans for virtual presidential caucuses in Iowa and Nevada are effectively dead. As the National Party chairman said, the results would be vulnerable to hacking and abuse. Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, declared his opposition for plans to telephone voting submitted by the key early voting states of Iowa and Nevada as part of the National Party's effort to increase participation in the 2020 nomination fight. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's another rocket failure for Iran. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A rocket at an Iranian space center that was to conduct a satellite launch that had been criticized by the United States apparently exploded on its launch pad Thursday. That according to satellite images that suggest the Islamic Republic suffered its third failed launch this year. Iranian state media did not acknowledge the incident at the Imam Khomeini Space Center. But a senior researcher associate at the Middleborough Institute of International Studies, who saw the images, tells the Associated Press they suggest the rocket could have exploded during ignition or possibly briefly lifted off before crashing back down onto the launch pad. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Actress Valerie Harper, who won many fans' laughter through her role on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, has died. She was 80. She will be best remembered as the funny and brash Rhoda Morgenstern, who was a perfect complement to the innocent, cheerful lead character of The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977. Harper's character was so popular, it spun off into Rhoda, which ran from 74 to 78. She was asked on NBC News a few years ago whether she'd like to always be remembered as Rhoda.
Oh, yeah, sure, because she's been the wind in the sails of my career.
Harper had four Emmy statues on her mantle, three for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Mary Tyler Moore, and then for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy for Rhoda in 75. She was nominated four other times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.